Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of the Light in PDX right here on, that's the other show. You tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening. We got our engineer back, we got our time back, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. I'm your host, Bishop Yahusofka with the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. My co-host, please introduce yourself. And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Before we get started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, sent comforter, Holy Apostle, Shivai Priest, Azadaki. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief Rabbi Zariah, and Holy Apostle and Chief Rabbi Shar. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters 42 Chief Priests and the elect ladies in the nation of Israel. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of cities, states, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men's Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the units in state and citizens around the world. I want to say shalom to our beautiful sisters in the nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation of Israel, the prince and princesses of the nation, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is, who do you love, God or your pastor. Because a lot of people that claim to believe in Jesus Christ and worship God, you're gonna find out when you question them, and by their actions, you're gonna see that they don't really love God. Who they really love is their pastor. Think about it. Even when you're out and about spreading the gospel, whether it's unit work or just, you know, passing out flyers or, just teaching, just giving that word, teaching the truth. And first thing people ask you is, what church you go to? You tell them there's a light church of God in Jesus Christ. So who's the pastor there? Who's your pastor? Then after that, they'll be like, well, my pastor is Dr. such and such and such and such. And yeah, and this and that. And my pastor, he did this. And my pastor doing that. And my pastor, he teaching like this and doing that. And okay, what about God? What about Jesus Christ? All of our high priests. You understand? So we're going to go through some scriptures this evening. And again, the question is out here on the table. Who do you love, God or your pastor? Let's get Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 and 2.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
The Bible says, woe, destruction unto you pastors that scatter the sheep. And how do you pastors scatter the sheep? You up in the church trying to sleep with every female that you think is cute or got a little short skirt on or showing you a little bit of extra attention. You breaking up marriages by doing so, committing adultery. You getting these sisters pregnant, trying to keep it all hush-hush, as if everybody don't know about it. Offenses come and the sheep scatter. You in there collecting all type of tithes and offerings. First of all, the tithes is supposed to be for the nation of Israel, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, 7, and 8. Who authorized y'all to collect tithes amongst the people? Then you're collecting offerings, birthday offerings and meal offerings and gas money insurance offerings and first in the month offerings and all type of stuff y'all in there doing. Then the congregation members see you up in the local bar drinking, being a drunkard, in the bathroom using drugs and all that. Again, it's causing more offenses, causing sheep to scatter. Come on.
Saith the Lord, verse 2. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them.
Again, the Lord going to deal with you pastors, driving the flock away. Driving the flock away, using the members of the flock up. Then when you can't use them no more, when they don't want to do your bidding, then you start to ridicule them and talk about them in front of everybody. Kick them out the church and all that. That's what's going on in these Christian churches, these Baptist churches, these Jehovah's Witness churches. Mormon churches, Scientology church, all that madness going on in there. And you people love it so. You know your pastor evil, wicked. You know your pastor committing adultery. You know your pastor stealing the church money, thieves in the temple. First thing you say, now, come on now, stop talking about the pastor now. We all fall short of the glory. Oh, come on, you can stop it, man. Y'all ain't falling short of the glory. You falling right into hell. That's what y'all doing. as if we can't talk about him. If you're doing evil and wickedness, we're going to talk about you. Everybody needs to talk about you. Molesting the boys and all that. You talking about you ain't did nothing. Listen, the Bible says all you need is two witnesses. You had cats that had 7, 8 witnesses come out and say they molested them, but you still ain't did nothing. You still ain't did nothing, huh? Lord took that cat right out of here to Eddie Long. Took him right up out of here. He went from being a big old buff lover of boys to a little shrivel up sausage. And then he gone now. You don't play with the Lord or his people. Let's get Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 1 and 2, please.
He said Ezekiel chapter 34?
Verses 1 and 2.
Oh. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 2, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flocks?
Again, not only are we supposed to correct and rebuke you, we're supposed to cry aloud against you. Again, you're supposed to be taking care of the flock. You're supposed to be feeding the flock with the word of God, not with your madness, not with your foolishness, with your carnality and all that. Taking up collection offerings for jet planes and all that. Come on, man. Get your behind on the plane like everybody else. Ain't nobody studying you. Ain't nobody going to be bothering you, man. I got to fly private. Why? Because you got the little boys on the plane with you? To follow them and all that? We're going to talk about all y'all. You evil, you wicked. You're all about yourself. You ain't about God's people. You ain't about charity covering the multitude of sins. You ain't about charity. You're about yourself. You're about I. You ain't about the team. You ain't about the nation. You're about yourself. Looking to feed your own belly. And the Lord going to deal with you on that. As a matter of fact, let's get the scriptures to show you that we're supposed to be rebuking people like that. Let's get Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1.
Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins.
Again, that's what the Bible says. The Bible says we're supposed to cry aloud. We're supposed to cry aloud. We see something that's evil and wicked, we're supposed to make it known. We're supposed to make a noise to spare not. I don't care who you are, what position you are in this world, who you are, about your feelings and how you care and all that. And it says when we do, we're supposed to lift up our voice like a trumpet. We ain't supposed to be quiet about it. We're supposed to be loud. It says to show my people their transgressions, how you sinned against God. How you sinned against God. And we're supposed to put you on blast. We're supposed to throw you under the bus, all that. You ain't getting away with nothing. God see you. We see you too. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5.
Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord.
See what I say, brothers and sisters? Cursed be the man that trusts in man. Why is that man cursed? Because you trust in the man, you ain't trusting in God. That's why. You're supposed to put your trust in God. But you trying to trust in that man. My pastor, my pastor. You're going to wind up cursed. and wind up cursed. And you making that man your strength. The flesh of your arm is supposed to be strength. You making your pastor your strength instead of making God your strength. You think your pastor going to fight for you? God fights for you. Think your pastor going to save you? God saves you. Your pastor ain't going to do nothing but drive by you in his Cadillac. He ain't even going to beat the horn at you to acknowledge you. He's just going to keep driving. While you standing on the bus stop in the cold. Then my pastor, hey. Let that nigga keep driving down the street. Read that again, brother.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord.
You see that, brothers and sisters? These pastors, these ministers, these preachers, their hearts have departed from the Lord. They ain't with the Lord. They ain't thinking about the Lord. They think about that money. You heard them on that YouTube clip. Money! Come to me now. Money. Creflo Buck. You come here for some peace. I ain't got no peace. You come here for the money. You ain't got no money. You ain't got no peace. This guy. Knowing damn well his last name ain't Dollar. Him or his wife. Get Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
You see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? Beware. God wants you to be on the lookout. God wants you to be on the lookout. He wants you to be aware of something. He said, lest any man spoil you, take advantage of you, make you no good, make you rotten, get over on you. It says, spoil you through what? Through philosophy and vain deceits. You ain't supposed to be teaching. If you're a man of God, you ain't supposed to be teaching philosophies. You're supposed to be teaching the word of God. If you're a man of God, you ain't supposed to be teaching vain deceits. Teaching the people Mother's Day and Father's Day and all that. Having Halloween parties in the church and all that. Excuse me. Celebrating Christmas? Who celebrated Christmas? Jesus Christ celebrated the Feast of Dedication, which is Hanukkah. Where do you get that from? Show me Santa Claus in the Bible. Show it to me. Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer. Doe, deer, whatever. Frosty the Snowman. Where he at? In the Bible. Show me the Easter Bunny in the Bible. The word Easter in the Bible, mentioned one time, is Passover. The word Easter in Greek means Passover. Now let me ask y'all this question. Next month, how many of y'all going to be celebrating Passover? And how many of y'all going to be celebrating Easter? I tell you this, me and my family, you're going to be celebrating Passover. We don't know nothing about no Easter. We ain't going to be culling no eggs. We ain't going to be doing no Easter egg hunts. We ain't going to be eating no jelly beans. We're going to make the black jelly beans the nastiest. We ain't going to be eating no yellow, gooey, marshmallow chicks made with lard, breaking the laws of God, pork, eating pork tallow and all that. We're going to be celebrating Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, with the rest of the believers. Passover, what are you talking about, baby? What are you talking about Passover? We celebrating Passover? Yeah, you know Passover when they come on TV and Charles and Heston walk the children of Israel through the Red Sea and Pharaoh and all them people. Yeah, we're going to celebrate. We're going to watch it on TV, baby. Oh, okay, all right, Passover. All right. Now we're going to be celebrating Passover with brothers and sisters flying from all over the world to come to one place to celebrate the Lord, the Lord's true birthday. Jesus Christ wasn't born in December, on December 25th, in the snow. I'm putting no babies out, no mangers in the winter. Even the winters in Israel in December are cold. Jesus Christ was born in the springtime, during the tax season, the tax collection. Even still today, Esau collects his taxes in April. How you miss that? It tell you when Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, when she was pregnant, they went to be taxed to pay their taxes. And y'all start watching them YouTube clips. See, brother, we ain't got to pay no taxes, brother. I was watching the man on YouTube. Yeah, the government agent, the chaos agent, leading y'all to hell. I was watching him on YouTube, brother. He said we ain't got to pay our taxes because that belonged to Britain, and it's through our Social Security number and our birth certificate. Now, I don't do none of that. Yeah, okay. See what they did to that sister in Baltimore. She was talking that same stuff. They kicked the door in and assassinated her right in front of her son. Shot her son, too. They didn't give a damn. Even Jesus Christ said, render to Caesar what is Caesar. And you still make sure you pay your tithes. There ain't an excuse for you not to pay your tithes, but you pay your taxes. That's what Jesus Christ said. Let's get St. Mark. Chapter 7, verse 5 through 9. Just pause after each verse, please.
St. Mark chapter 5, verse 7.
No, St. Mark chapter 7, verse 5 through 9.
St. Mark chapter 7, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders?
You see what the Pharisees asked Jesus Christ? Why don't you follow the elders like we do? Why you ain't follow? See, the Pharisees is simple. They failed to realize, and a lot of them knew, that Jesus Christ was the one that taught the elders. But that's too much for them, you know. He ain't even 50 years old yet. How he seen Abraham? He told him before Abraham was, he said, I am. They knew exactly what he was saying. Because again, when God appeared to Moses, he said, Moses said, tell me, what should I, they going to ask me, I met God, what's your name? He said, I am, that I am. Jesus Christ let you know that he is God, not God the Father, but God the Son, the only God any of us know. Jesus Christ has to introduce us to God the Father. Come on.
Verse 5, eat bread with unwashing hands.
Again, how you going think you correcting Jesus Christ, talking about, brother, you ain't wash your hands before you eat. We're talking about the Son of God. Everything about him is clean. Everything about him is spiritual. Everything about him is righteous. What are you talking about? Man ain't got to wash his hands. He holy.
So
Show you how simple the Pharisees was, man. Come on.
Verse 6. And he answered and said unto them, well, has Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites?
Hmm.
As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
And that's exactly what our brothers, this is exactly what our people are doing today. They go to church on Sunday when you're supposed to be going to church on the Sabbath, which is Saturday. I don't know what y'all doing on Sunday. That to me became a tradition. Going to church on Sunday. Put on your Sunday best. Yeah, on Saturday for the Sabbath. Again, you go to church on Sunday and you honor God with your lips. You can talk a good game. But your heart is far from God. Like that woman we met today.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't even repeat what she was saying because it was blasphemous. She was mixing up Isaiah with Jeremiah and Matthew with Mark and pulling this verse, mixing it with that verse. And then I told her, look, we got to go through the scriptures. I asked, I said, go get your Bible. Oh, I can't find it. Because she was trying to say that the Jews, all the Jews turned their back on Jesus. So we went to the scripture in Acts where it said thousands of Jews believed. She said, Hold on. She ran in the house. I said, where you going, miss? I'm going to get my Bible. You going to get your Bible? I thought she couldn't find it. She came outside with a booklet that was about 10 pages, a Jehovah Witness handout with about 10 pages, talking about read this right here. I said, I thought you was going to get your Bible, ma'am. Again, they're honoring God with their lips, but their heart is far from them. Come on.
Verse 7. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
You see that? They ain't teaching the commandments of God. They handed down their traditions. They keeping their traditions. Come on.
Verse 8. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things you do.
See what the Bible says? They put aside the commandments of God to deal with the commandments of men. Come on.
Verse 9. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition.
You see that? It says, full well you reject the commandments of God to keep your own traditions. Again, brothers and sisters, I ask this question. This is the name of tonight's show. Who do you love, God or your pastor? Because if you love your pastor more than you love God, brothers and sisters, you got a big problem. You off the mark. You need to get yourself together. Get back focused on God. And remember, you got to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thank you for tuning in tonight's show. We are the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. We say God bless and good night.